Sisters, sing.
You're listening to Sister Signs.
Hey, stargazers!
Welcome back to another EP, another EP with the SIS. Turs.
This is episode 3 of Sister Signs.
Just in case you were lost.
No, there's a lot to go through.
I'm Ajmer, I'm the older sister, 26 years old, Leo sun, Sag rising, Cap moon.
And I am the younger sister, 22 years old, triple aqua.
Okay, so we're going to be going through the elements in the next few episodes, or maybe we'll like, yeah, anyway, we're going to go through them all eventually, but we're starting with water because we are in Pisces season right now, so I thought it was the most appropriate. Okay, so water signs, just to give you like a brief rundown, you've got your Cancer, that's the first one, that's the cardinal water sign. So it's kind of like, I was reading something about it today, where it's kind of like, it's the shore, it's like the shallow water, where like the dolphins are like swimming and stuff,
I don't know.
And I was like, yeah, that's kind of true. And then Scorpio is fixed water sign, and then Pisces is mutable.
Sorry about that, guys.
Yeah, so all of the water signs, what they all kind of have in common is, like, they're known for being very, like, emotional, sensitive. That's kind of, like, the rap they get. Like, but then they're also, like, very intuitive, mysterious, empathetic, like, the deep feelers. I really think the intuitive one is really key because I feel like in a lot of, like, water placements, like, even if your sun sign isn't, like, water or whatever, if you have, like, one of your other planets in water, I feel like it always, I don't know, they're just very, yeah, like, they can see really deeply or, like, intuitively and stuff.
Yeah, what do we think of them? I mean,
hella emotional.
Hella emosh. I have a lot of water sign friends, actually, which you wouldn't expect from a fiery gal
really,
like me.
I know, it's really honestly impressive that you do, like,
yeah, I know. Like, pat on the back for me.
how many I've collected. Yeah, like, two.
Like, it's just unlike you in the sense that you, yeah, like, you are pretty fiery and, I don't know, the nature in which you, like, fight and get upset about something, you do blow up and, like, in a really extreme way, but then you can totally walk away from it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, then I get over it really quickly. Like, yeah. I don't hold a grudge. Where, like, water signs, like, they just, like to hold a grudge, I find, is what they do. Well, like, they can be, like, light and happy people, but then they're like, I need to retreat and, like, not talk to anyone.
Yeah, because isn't their whole thing, like, giving into emotion?
Yeah. Like, they're very emotional. They're, like, deep feelers. They want to talk about it. Like, my one Scorpio friend, she, like, talks about, like, issues she has with some of her air sign friends and how they're just like, oh, what, like, who cares, like, I don't know, like, they, like, don't really want to, like, dwell on anything.
Is this
okay? And but she's like, no, like, we need to, like, hash it out, and, like, she wants to, like, not even hash it out, but, like, ruminate, like, for a long time.
Oh my where, god, like, no, totally,
just, like, go over it, like, she doesn't, like, brush things off easy, like, it's, like, really, like, hits home. On, like, the other side of that, they're very empathetic, like, very, like, understanding, again, really intuitive, also have that sexy mystery side to them. Like, they're not gonna put it all out there, like, an Aries would or something. It's much more, like, subdued. They're also, like,
true,
because they are deep feelers, they can kind of, I don't know, they really, like, sink into their relationships, I feel like.
Totally.
Very, like, loyal, very loving.
Yeah, it's like, interesting that you say that, because I feel like, okay, I think all water signs in general make for really good friends, but me as an air sign, I've never, like, actually maintained a friendship with a water sign for longer than...
I feel like you do. You do have water sign
friends. I have, like, one. Yeah. But she's a special case, because...
What's her whole chart?
That's the thing, I'm not too sure. Mm. She's not too sure about the time that she's born at, which is so weird, because she's the oldest child, so, like...
They should know.
They should know. But I definitely... I don't know, like, I always feel like I'm letting down water signs, you know what I mean? Like, with my flakiness and with my inability to ruminate on something.
They can be flaky, too. I honestly don't think, like, the elements have that much to do with, like, flakiness.
In a different way.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
They're more, okay, they're more the people that are, like, you know, like, they're really in touch with, like, again, how they're feeling and also, like, how their body's feeling. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Like, they're the people that are like, you know what? Like, I have, like, a really bad headache. Or, like,
totally.
I can't come out today. Like, I really need to rest. Or, like,
yeah.
Like, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I feel like they're, like, those kind of people. I just feel like because they are so...
No, but I think it's a generalization because it's more water signs are prone to do that than, like, I don't know, an air sign. I think that's so true. They're very much... They know when, like, they can't do something, and rather than, like, maybe just ignoring it, which is not necessarily a good thing, like an air sign or a fire sign does, they definitely, like, take the time to reflect on why they can't do that thing, and they'll be like, listen, it's just not gonna work out for me today, you know, and, like, take the time that they need. I feel like a lot of, like, air and fire signs can just be like, you know what? I'm not feeling great. I don't want to do this, but I may just ignore this until, like, I can set aside time to deal with it.
Yeah.
Or which is definitely not, like, I don't think, like, one is better than the other. I think, actually, maybe what the water signs do or what generally water signs do is better in terms of, like, paying attention to, like, how you're actually feeling.
Because then they can show up better, like, in the long run or, like, when they're ready to show up. Where, like, sometimes I feel like I...
And they're more consistent.
Yeah. No. I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say they're consistent. But, like, water signs really know, like... to, like, listen to their body and be like, nope, you know what? That's, like, not right for me.
Yeah.
Again, generalizing, just, like, whatever. But I also...
But whatever, we generalize on this show. Like, what do we have to do? Preface that?
I know. I don't know. It just feels like everyone has to, like, preface everything.
I know,
like,
right? Trigger warning.
So, yeah. Anyway. Okay, so maybe we should go through some, like, water sign celebs.
Ooh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Like, I just find there's a lot of those, like, very, I mean, whatever, a lot of actors and everything. But, like, for example, Meryl Streep is a Cancer.
True.
So, like, I feel like Leos always get the rap of being like, oh, the performers. And there are, like, obviously, like, J-Lo and blah, 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 to name one. Madonna, J-Lo. Anyway.
If you didn't know, like, Ashmere loves
I love J-Lo. Oh, but they didn't even hear the episode that we recorded where I talked all about J-Lo.
True, because
all about J-Lo.
We recorded the last episode 3 times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway, so we won't talk about her again today, but she'll pop up. True. In the fire episode, for sure.
So
Meryl Streep
is a Cancer. What do you think that means?
Well, like, the deep feelers, you know what I mean?
True.
Like,
She do be playing those really emotional roles. Yeah. Sophie's Choice?
Yeah, Sophie's Choice. And just, like, the depth. Like, and then Leonardo DiCaprio, he's a Scorpio.
Also, I feel like water sign celebrities, sorry to cut you off.
Mm-hmm, no.
Water sign celebrities, they definitely keep their personal life very private in comparison to,
true.
Right? Like, think about, like, Rihanna.
Rihanna shows a front.
Margot Robbie, totally. Like, nobody knew she was married forever.
Yeah. Frank Ocean's a Scorpio.
Yeah.
Although Nicole Kidman, okay, she is a Gemini, but she's got, like, a lot of Cancer placements or something.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's an awkward setup. Or then, like, Lana Del Rey, obviously, like, famous Cancer. She's such a Cancer. I remember when there was, like, a debate whether she was, like, a Gemini or Cancer, and it's like, she is a Cancer through.
Yeah. Have you heard her song Love?
Have you heard her song Love? I thought you were talking to me. I was like, yeah, I have. She's
also
my number
Ariana
one
Grande,
artist on Spotify.
Cancer.
Yeah.
And very Cancer. And also, like, keeping that life pretty
Again,
private.
Yeah, yeah. Like, she is, like, out there, obviously.
But
she's,
it's
like, I'm famous.
These celebrities are more, it's like, they're less of a person and they're more of, like, I don't know. It's all about, like, their artistry. It's not about the person themselves. Meryl Streep is so different from her characters. I mean, obviously, that just means she's a good actor, but, like.
Way to go, Meryl. So different.
But I just mean that she has a very private life outside of her Hollywood life. Okay. So, I want to, like, get into some of the misconceptions made about water signs. But I really thought that, like, all water signs were very, like, mellow. Not that they aren't. They're definitely mellow. But, like, really mellow and just sort of, like, watery. Like, go with the flow. I don't know. And then I guess it wasn't until, like, I started getting water sign friends of my own and really understanding that they definitely have this very strong maternal nurturing side to them. But the more you push them, they can get to this side that's a little bit more snappy and protective.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess I just didn't really...
Yeah, like, they're pretty, like, easygoing, sweet, whatever, but then, like, also, like, if you push them too hard... Well, sometimes.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Sometimes.
But, like, if you push them too hard, or, like, they give a lot.
Yeah,
they, like, give,
yeah.
Whether it's, like, their time, their emotions...
No, actually, they are definitely easygoing. I think they are pretty easygoing. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot more than earth signs.
Yeah, like, they're not so rigid. Like, they are more like, oh, yeah, maybe, like, yeah, we could do that. But I think also, like, if you push them too hard, they can, like, react for sure.
Totally.
Yeah. It's not, like, I feel like fire signs are, it's always like, oh, my God, like, what a bossy Leo or, like, an angry Aries. But I think that's, but, like, for a Scorpio or for, like, a water sign, I feel like it may be, like, they wouldn't react as quickly, but it would be, like, it's very intense. Like, once they're mad at you, it's like, oh. Yeah, like, I did something wrong.
And again, because they ruminate on their emotions, the anger and the intensity can, like, last for a while, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
But they're also, like, someone who I feel like you want to have on your side. You know what I mean?
Ooh, because they're so good fighters, like, that's for sure.
They never forget.
They can
really,
like,
never forgets.
They never forget, and they can really, like, get into it and delve into it and just, like, seriously talk it all through rather than just talking about, like, one little issues. I don't know. Therapist
they
want to,
like, hash it out. Yeah.
Also, so weird, but it's, like, water signs have this, like, gift where you just want to open up to them without them having to ask you. They're, like, nature and their energy that just makes you want to, like, tell them
things.
Yeah,
that's very true. Because they are so empathetic.
Yeah.
Like, you're just like, oh, yeah, you feel like it's, like, non-judgmental. Like,
yeah,
you can kind of, like, talk, and they're understanding.
Yeah.
And, like, really good listeners, too.
Yeah.
That's what I find.
Totally.
About them. Do you have any chance encounters with water signs
that
you can think of?
I have one friend who, like, I haven't been close with for a while, but, yeah, like, she definitely had this quality about her where every time you were in her space or her presence, you felt like you could really just... I don't know, like, get into it with her.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, everything in her room was very, like, warm and non-judgmental that you could just sort of,
like sweet and soft. You just want to, like, go to bed.
She had these, like, really soft cotton sheets with, like, little green and yellow flowers on them. And I just remember, like, being sad and I would go to her room and, like, lie in her bed. And it was, it was just very soft and cushy. And because of, like, the cream that she used and because of her dehydrated flowers on her windowsill, it smelled like lilacs or something. Mm. Like, it was very poetic. And, yeah, and I don't know, she just was able to, like, listen to you and give you some perspective on whatever was happening and not treat you as if, like, you were alone or, you know, what you were feeling was, like, really bad or crazy.
Dudes. Oh. I feel like we've talked a lot about water sign.
Water sign dudes? Yeah, ladies. Cancer men are, like, hella manipulative. I'm just gonna say that right off the bat. I don't
so are the Scorpios.
Really care. Yeah, I don't know. I think that, like, ooh, water men, man. I don't know. It's,
I don't know.
But
there's something so, like, hot about them.
Yeah, they're sexy because they're all
manipulative.
They're sexy.
And, like, I know. That's what you, it's like, oh, yeah, treat me like please. Like, I want it so bad.
Gaslight me, please.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, they're so
manipulative. Please sleep with other people.
Manipulative.
Tell me I'm the only one at the same time.
Well, one of my best friends dated a Cancer for, like, I don't know, like, 2 years, whatever. She's a Gemini. And I witnessed a lot of their relationship.
Mm.
And, yeah, like, oh, my God, manipulative. It was just tough to see, you know? Like, first of all, he was older than her. And he had lived in the city for a lot longer than her. So he would use that against her and being like, oh, like, but you don't really know how to get around. And, like, oh, but, like, you always, you know, come to my spots or my venues or you do the things that I do. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Like, obviously, yeah, it made my friend feel very belittled and, mm-hmm. you know, and, like, constantly manipulating her when she would bring up, like, one time she found a phone number in his bag with, like, a girl's name on it, and she brought
that
up.
So weird to even, like, yeah. have, like, a piece of paper like that. I know, like, right? I feel like it's that, like, was, like, planted or something.
I know, and honestly, for him, like, it might have been, like, he was actually that like manipulative.
He was looking for it or something, or, like, sorry, he wanted something to happen.
Yeah, it's almost like, yeah, he just, like, tried to make her feel bad. I think he was, like, really jealous of her, because, like, she's really beautiful, and a lot of people are very attracted to her, and, like, mm-hmm. and she has this very, like, charming, magnetic personality that just makes you want to, like, impress her. Mm-hmm. So, I think that he was weirdly jealous of her, and so he would try to make her feel, like, bad, mm-hmm. especially about the things that she was pretty confident about. And even just, like, keeping in contact with his ex, like, very closely.
Yeah.
You know? Not even just, like, a casual relationship. I feel like that's the thing they do.
They're just like, well, like, that love doesn't go away. Like,
yeah.
Or stuff like that. And it's like, okay, but you're just, like, sleazy. I'm like, yeah. It kind of should go away.
And you're, like, and, like, not respectful of, like, boundaries. And
yeah.
Because, you know, they want to, like, get into your business. They wanted to,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. And also, like, really vain. Really shallow. I think that water sign.
No,
men,
dude, I've met some Leo guys though that I'm like, wow, yeah, you obviously are like a total peacock.
Obviously.
Like,
yeah,
but whenever I meet a Leo guy, I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like,
you know,
I'm like so ashamed
though?
To be a Leo.
I kind of love Leo men for it because I like how, like, yeah, like, I don't know, it is so peacock. It's like Joey and Friends.
Peacock, cock, cock.
You know?
Yo, peacock. Oh, okay, no, but Joey's like a sweetie. Like,
yeah.
He's not.
No,
like,
I know.
Guys that are feeling
that,
like, I am the coolest, most amazing man alive. Like, it's just so cringe.
I know. But with water sign men, it's not even like that. Like, that's not what I'm speaking in reference to. It's mm-hmm. more so the fact that they'll be like, oh,
yeah, they'll
like
act like they're
it's
like
so
the cat's
hard,
meow, and
yeah.
it's like, you're not even hot though, dude.
Like, it's so hard being this attractive, and it's like,
and
you
like,
look like the
like
most average
50
guy.
Pounds.
Yeah. They can really, really, I don't know, attack your insecurities and...
Well, they know, like, because they are so, like, insightful and, like, intuitive, they
totally.
Can really, like, pinpoint on, like, those, like, little things. Like, really, like, push your buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, this is an overgeneralization and it doesn't speak to every water sign man, but this is just, like, the tendencies that I found in water sign men.
Mm.
Again, I've never dated one. This is just, like, me, you know, being friends with people who have dated water sign men. But
yeah.
I know that
you know
you
what's
have.
Interesting, though? I was going to say
yeah,
a
totally.
Fun fact. Most of the, like, American presidents have been either Scorpios or Aquarius.
Oh.
And I was thinking...
That is very interesting.
Yeah. But, yeah, I dated a Scorpio. I mean, dated, very loose term. And, yeah, just, like, so manipulative. Like, I was, like, so in love with him. But he was just, like, clearly leading me on. Like, or, like, not even leading me on, but would just be like, I really, like, I want this to work. Like, I love you so much, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, wouldn't give a like the next day and then I found out was like sleeping with like other people behind my back after he told me he was in love with me, like so much stuff like that. And then like I don't know, would he had like a big thing about his like intelligence, like because he was like a scholar or whatever, and like I'm so not that, like I don't like whatever, I basically failed high school and like don't care, so like that was like a big insecurity like of
and he
mine.
Totally like played on that, didn't he?
Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, so he was very much like the manipulative like Scorpio type kind of thing. I don't know much about Pisces guys though. I feel like I like don't know any. You were just at a Pisces birthday party, right?
Yeah, he totally falls for girls who are like unattainable.
Oh yeah, he's a dreamer.
He's
yeah.
a huge dreamer.
You may say I'm a dreamer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He loves a
That's
good
a Pisces,
manic pixie
though.
Dream girl. If he
mm-hmm.
was like any character, he'd be Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
500 Days of Summer.
In 500
I was just gonna
Days
say.
Of Summer, yeah.
I was just gonna say.
That is exactly what he is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, like he
and Zooey Deschanel is a Capricorn too, and I feel like in that movie that's like so her, like kind of like held back.
like
totally
with like aqua placements.
Yeah, the gray slacks that she wears every day. Capricorn vibes.
Capricorn vibes, like very much more like grounded, practical. Cold. And then he is like totally a Pisces.
Yeah. He falls in love really easily. Like really easily. I mean, at one point he like fell in love with a girl in the States via Tinder, and he was like ready to fly out and like stay with her for a month, and they'd only known each other 3 months.
Yeah, that's so true. They like fall really hard. But it's like I feel like that's just like water placements in general. Yeah. They're just like, oh my god, like I love you. I love this person. Or like water dominant people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my god, he's so much like Justin Bieber.
Oh my god, I just realized. Really? Oh, that's so cute. Yeah, Justin Bieber is a Pisces.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why is he like Justin Bieber?
Yeah, just like same thing, very like emotional and protective, and can get a little bit angry when somebody approaches like an emotional subject or attacks something like kindred to them. You know what I mean? Like, you know how Justin Bieber gets when people are like, oh, Selena Gomez, when he's with Hailey?
Yeah, totally. Can't just brush it off. He's just like, no.
This friend of mine can totally do that as well, where he's like, come on, like, no, like, you can't even go there. No.
Oh my god.
You know, and it, I don't know, and you just have to explain to him, you're like, it's not that serious, buddy, like, it's okay.
Laugh it off.
Yeah, just laugh it off, walk away, you're fine.
Yeah.
But, yeah, anyways.
That's really interesting. I was just gonna say, we should play a game of MFK, or we could say Marry, Date, Dump. Should we play some Marry, Date, Dump?
MFK.
But make it water
sign?
Sounds
like a leader. Maybe I'm just thinking of MLK.
Yeah, JFK.
JFK. Oh my god. MLK.
Who's LMLK?
MLK. Martin Luther King. Oh, yo.
Sorry. Okay, so we have one Pisces, one Cancer, one. How many times have you burped in this episode?
I know. I'm so sorry. Because we're drinking carbonated water and I just ate a lot of Cheetos.
Okay, so I have a Cancer, a Scorpio, and a Pisces. One of all the water signs. So, Lindsay Lohan.
Oh,
Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
Or Adam Levine.
Okay, wait, let me guess which is which first.
Okay.
Lindsay Lohan is a Pisces, right? Did I already get it wrong?
Just say what you think they are.
Okay.
Just say what you think. So you think she's a Pisces?
I think that Hillary Clinton is a Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Adam Levine is a Scorpio.
You got them all wrong. But I know why you think so. I get why you think that. No,
Cancer.
Lindsay Lohan is a summer baby. She's a Cancer.
She's a little cancer.
Hillary Clinton's a Scorpio.
Okay.
Crazy. And Adam Levine is a Pisces.
Okay.
Okay, so Mary Day Dump.
But that also makes sense. Mary Day Dump. Okay.
I mean, they're all water signs, like, all the same.
Right. I think that I would probably... Adam Levine, like the guy who dates all the VS models.
Yeah, like Maroon 5.
Oh god, I don't even think I can handle
to a VS model.
I just don't know if I could handle his energy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like we'd probably get along the best.
I like Maroon 5 though, as
a
band.
I do.
I feel like you guys would get along. He's kind of like manic and fun.
I know, and he wears little vests.
He's
like
pretty
I'm
hot.
Today.
Oh my god, totally.
Yeah, I think I'd marry Adam Levine. I'd date Lindsay Lohan, and I'd dump Hillary Clinton. There's no way I'm marrying like such a rigid
poor
little
Hillary.
Politician.
Yeah, that would be so not fun. Rigid. Lindsay would be a. Freaking good time. She'd be
she
so
owns
fun.
A like slew of party clubs and resorts in
That's
Greece.
That's really cool. And doesn't she have a show now?
Yeah, for sure would date her.
Yeah, and then okay. I think I would do the same as you.
Yeah,
like, but I don't. Yeah, I don't. I wouldn't want to be around Adam Levine all the time anyway. Especially if he dates like Victoria's Secret models, I'd be like, okay, like marry him.
Yeah.
For his money. I'm trying to find ones that are like kind of like not so good because they're usually funnier. Okay. John Bon Jovi.
Okay.
Drake. And wait, what was the first
Why do
one
I? I know what Drake's is, but I can't even think. He's a Scorpio, right?
Yes, he is. And who are we gonna do next?
John
Ben
Bon Jovi.
Stiller.
Drake. Okay, Ben Stiller is a Pisces.
No.
What?
He's a Cancer.
That blew my mind.
What did I say? Oh, yeah. Drake, John Bon Jovi, Ben Stiller. Okay, those are like, you know, like eligible bachelors.
Bon Jovi is a Pisces. And yes, Ben Stiller but is a MFK, Cancer.
What are we going to do?
Again, can't be around Drake's energy too much.
Yeah, he's too hard. Yeah.
And John Bon Jovi, too, like, I'm definitely the shit, not. Yo,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, John Bon Jovi.
But I feel like John Bon Jovi would be soft. Definitely be like a good lover.
Yeah, that's why I...
A general in like a gross way.
Nothing has done like, it for I me don't with John
wanna,
Bon Jovi.
I wouldn't want to sleep with him, but like, I feel like, you know.
Yeah, like, he I've would, never like, been attracted to him, ever.
I kind of would. John Bon Jovi's kind of hot.
I think I know why you think that way.
Why?
Because of, like, the movie New Year's Eve.
What movie? Like, I like cheesy things and no, Bon Jovi's cheesy? No, the movie
New Year's Eve where Katherine Heigl is with John Bon Jovi.
No, she's not. Yes, I love she Katherine Heigl. What?
You don't remember
I
this?
I don't remember that. How are they together? Like, in what way?
Like, in a romantic
like,
way?
Romantically? Yeah, but, like, why? Are they, like, what married in the show?
Like, he's not John Bon Jovi. He's a famous singer, though. They're not playing themselves. I think I'd have to marry Ben Stiller because he's already, like, my boyfriend.
Yeah, so you're like... right, you're right. It's hard to pick one where they're, like, all, like...
Yeah. And Ben Stiller is like really funny too.
Oh god, yeah. I guess I would marry him too.
No,
yeah.
You wouldn't. You'd marry
Bon Jovi.
You'd marry Bon Jovi.
I'd dump Drake. I like Drake's music, but
I think I'd actually date Drake and then I'd dump Bon Jovi because think about all the fun times dating Drake. You have
yeah,
with
but
Drake.
Like I don't really want to go to like a club really.
No, me neither.
I don't
want
to go to a
like,
basketball
money.
Game. I don't want to go to a club.
Okay, I do want to go to a basketball game. I do want to get
okay,
fun
so
clothes.
You show.
And I do want to get plastic
rich.
Surgery.
They're all rich, so we can get all of those things from all of them.
Ben Stiller's not really, like, rich, though.
He's pretty rich. Like, Meet the Fockers.
Yeah, Meet the Fockers.
His
crazy
biggest
success.
Movies.
But I mean, he's not, like, Drake rich. Like, I think Drake, like,
but Drake
owns
also
Toronto.
Lives in, like, Oakville. Like, that. I don't
know.
No,
he doesn't.
Oakville.
No, he doesn't.
He pretty, I'm pretty sure he has a nice house.
He has
in,
a
or,
home
like, Mississauga
in Forest
or something
Hill.
Lame. Okay, yeah, Forest Hill, just as lame.
He has a home on, like, King Street West or something. But he lives in L.A. You
okay,
think that he
California.
Lives in Ontario?
Think about California. Yeah, he does.
No, he just
like Justin
off...
Bieber has
no,
a house in Puslinch.
That's one of their properties. You think that they, like, actually live here?
We know, I know.
They just capitalize on the fact that they're Canadian. It makes them sell more shit.
I thought, like, Drake had a music
no
video
way.
Shot at his Toronto
yeah,
home
that doesn't
in
mean he's, like, shooting the... It's like he, like, pulls out his video camera and shoots the music video in his room.
Oh, not his video camera. Ugh, get real. Yeah, John Bon Jovi's way more me.
So
like, I can't think of one
wait,
Bon Jovi.
So you'd marry
right
John
John Verbe? Yeah, I would. How old
you'd
is he?
Marry,
he's like 70, right?
He's quite old, I'm sure. You'd marry
older than Drake.
You'd marry Bon Jovi.
John Bon
you'd
Jovi.
Date Ben Stiller and you'd dump Drake.
Yeah, I don't really want to date Ben Stiller, though.
I think I have one for you. Vin Diesel, Bruce Willis, and...
bald guys?
No. Owen Wilson.
Oh. Well, I did just see the new J-Lo movie.
Yeah, but you have to guess which sign is which.
Oh, Owen Wilson's a Scorpio.
Yeah.
Wait, what were the other ones?
Vin Diesel and Bruce Willis.
That's harder. Bruce Willis is a Pisces?
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
Why do you think that Vin Diesel was a Cancer?
No, because I think I just, like, have looked at so many of these lists that I kind of in the back of my mind knew.
Yeah.
Okay, I kind of have a thing for all these guys. Maybe... Except Vin Diesel, not so much because I don't know him as well. Like, if you'd said The Rock, that would be really hard. Like, The Rock. Like, Bruce Willis, like,
why is your weird
does
thing
it for
with
me.
The Rock?
I don't know. He's so hot.
But it makes sense
oh,
for you.
Oh, he's hot. Like,
your type
talk.
Is totally Maui.
Maui. Yeah, like Bon Jovi, man. Like, totally
Maui.
Maui
and Jovi. No way.
California, West Coast.
Maui's
dude.
Like an
West
animated
Coast.
Demigod.
I'm West Coast, you're East Coast.
Yeah, totes. Yeah,
yeah totes.
I know it's a lot. The hair, the bod. That's totally your type.
Yeah, okay. That was a turn on for sure.
Bruce Willis is the only sexy one of the three.
He's really hot. You know what, though? I'm kind of like, because he was married to Demi Moore, and Demi Moore was in a movie with Patrick Swayze, I'm kind of like related him to...
He was married to Demi Moore.
Yeah, they're so cute together.
I know, it's so hot.
I know.
It's like so hot.
It's so hot. Now they have three really pretty kids. Yeah. Anyway. And now, but he had another kid. Oh, God.
Rumor Willis was one of my first crushes, and I remember seeing her in 90210.
Yeah.
When I was, like, 8, and I was like, I think I like girls, because Rumor Willis was like...
I think I like girls.
And she was also, she had a relationship with, I think, Adriana. Like, that was, like,
Oh, my God. Did she?
Like, it was, like, a little flirtation.
Oh, my God. Next week, we're going to talk about Earth signs, I think. Yeah. We should talk about MGK and Megan Fox.
Yeah.
Taurus duo.
Yeah, MGK is a Taurus?
Yeah, April.
I guess just because he has a stellium of in Gemini. Pisces.
Oh, yeah. You have a stellium in Gemini. A Pisces rising.
We're referencing that one video that they did where, like, it's Megan like, Fox. Oh, how well do you know your partner or whatever? Kylie and Travis also did one. Anyways, and they ask Megan, or Machine Gun Kelly asks,
What's my star sign?
And he's like, she's like, your sun is in Taurus, your rising is Gemini. And then she goes, you have a stellium of Gemini in your 12th planets. 12th house. Or in your 12th house or whatever. Anyways. And just the way she says it is really cringy. She is a cringy celebrity.
Yeah.
It sucks cringy. Because I am obsessed with her. Like, yeah. Oh my God, it's sickening. Like, I would lay down on, like, some train tracks for Megan Fox, but I hate her.
Okay, anyways, we're going to wrap this up, guys. Thanks so much for listening. It was a bit of a ramble.
Yeah.
But, appreciate it. We're still figuring this podcast thing out. Pretty much every time we try to record, it takes at least an hour to set up. And then it usually takes me at least an hour to, like, get into it.
Yeah, we've been doing this for 2 hours.
A ball of nerves.
Straight up.
Mm. Okay, well, Caller Daddy said they did it for 3 and cut it down to 1, so that makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, catch you later, stargazers. We'll do that again. Okay.
And a 1, 2,
a 1, 2, 3, go.
Later.
Whoa. Catch you later, stargazers.